Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. We all know that a win is great for all of us. It's great to get back on track and to kind of get past the losing, and hopefully it's a turn for the better. But more than anything else, the return of Tua for me is a celebration, because I'm not one of the Dolphins that has given up on the season, given up on Flo, given up on Greer, given up on Tua. I still have hope that we can make this something that matters. And there's no doubt that if Tua can go out today and lead them to a victory and play well, that is actually going to lay the groundwork for all of us to feel a little better about this season. Okay. Maybe it's not so much about the playoffs and a championship, but it's about some of the other things that they need to build in order to get to the point of being a perennial playoff team and a champion. You got to get a quarterback. And so it would be really, really nice. You know, this could be a game where if you get some good signs from Tua, that'd be fantastic. If the offensive line can actually play even better than they did last week, then all of a sudden now you're making progress on the offensive line, something that has been obviously a sore spot for a long, long, long time. You know what I'm saying? So what's it called? We'll see if the boys can get it done, and hopefully we'll enjoy at least watching the team progress some, which is really, really important. You know what I'm saying? So let's hope that that's the case, and hopefully we'll feel like they're making some kind of progress, because I think that's been the most frustrating thing for all of us as Dolphin fans. It's, you know, 25 years of everybody telling you they're going to rebuild, and everybody telling you they're going to build a winner, and everybody telling you that, you know, the Jimmy started it by saying we're going to be special, and he never made him special. And everybody else has tried to follow up to try to make him special, and they have failed to make him special. So it's hard to sell the future. You know, yesterday I was reading a quote from one of the players from the University of Miami, and it reminded me a lot of the Miami Dolphins. And he was saying, well, you know, all we got to do is, you know, stay focused and keep playing hard. We're just a couple of plays away. And that's the kind of stuff that the Dolphin, you know, franchise has been selling to fans for a while. Hey, we're just a couple of players away. We're just a couple of plays away. And they haven't been. And neither is the University of Miami. And so it's tough to sell the future. You know, like a Lions fan, you can't sell the future to a Lions fan. Last week when Dan Campbell was on the podium saying, well, we're going to be better for this, dropping to 0-5, you're a Lions fan and been watching for half a century the team be terrible and never get it done. Nobody can sell you the future anymore at this point. And I think that's kind of the problem right now for the Miami Dolphin Nation and for Hurricanes Nation, is they have trouble believing in you selling the future. And that's why today it's imperative that we see some kind of progress from Tua, some kind of progress from the offensive line, because you want to feel like they can make some progress. Now, you watch the Heat, and that's an organization that's constantly evolving, changing the dynamics of the team, the structure of the team, and then they work to have success at different levels. And so you watch it with the Heat, and they're able to overcome. So when the Heat tells you something, you believe it. It's different because there's credibility behind it. There's a track record behind it. And right now, the University of Miami football team has no track record, and the Miami Dolphins has no track record. The Panthers are on the brink of selling that to you now. You know, because you can, it's tangible. You can see they're really good. You can see that if they get a goalie, it's over, dude. They can compete for a Stanley Cup. That's how crazy it is, because we all know they only have to overcome one team. That's Tampa. And if they're good enough to beat Tampa, they're good enough to beat anybody in the world. And if Bob is playing like he played last night, like he played the first two games, because he actually played pretty good the other night too. And if you get that goalie, then you got a shot at actually doing something. So the Panthers, it becomes more tangible. And they had the same problem that the Dolphins are currently in, that the Canes are in. I'm not even going to mention the Marlins, because the Marlins can't even sell you any kind of hope whatsoever. So that doesn't really matter. But that's the challenge now. And that's the frustrations for fans. It's hard for them to believe hope. The hopium. They give you the hopium, you know, and they're hoping that you get hooked on the hopium. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're believing, you know. And right now, there's only one franchise that can sell you hope, that can sell you the future, and that's the Miami Heat. Panthers are working on that. But the Dolphins, man, the only way you can sell it now, it's not by talking about it. It's not by saying you're closer. It's not by playing a close game. It's not by, you know, in what's it called? Coming up short in several games and playing tough. No. It's about results now. Got to win, man. Got to win. That's the only way. You have to win. And today, this is the game. You got to beat the Jags. And there's no excuses whatsoever.